on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ryan's is in for Junior. Junior's going to be on the hard line today. And this, I think, is a pretty fascinating topic. We heard about it when a story came out that David Beckham and his big arrival here in the United States to save the sport of soccer goes out with his Los Angeles Galaxy teammates. They go to a nice steak place. They get the bill. Beckham picks up the check and says, looks like I owe about $35, puts it down and passes the check around. Did not pick up the check. And his Galaxy teammates, including Landon Donovan, were put off by this. Like, he's the highest paid athlete in the world and he couldn't pick up the check. Where I saw that is, boy, that's Beckham trying to be one of the guys, not trying to big time or anybody and, you know, putting down his share of the money and going about his business. And the high-profile athlete is always going to be what we call can't win on that. Someone's always going to have a problem with him. But this translates to everyday life. You have your family, your extended family. There may be someone in the family who makes a lot more money than anyone else in the family. And the bill arrives. Is that person in the family obligated to pick up the check? My theory is no, maybe the first time or maybe occasionally, but I don't think every time the guy who makes the most on the team or as a member of a family should pick up the tab. I don't think that's right.
Okay, but here's the trick to all this, and this is the can't win of this whole situation. If the guy does not pick up the check, everyone's like, boy, he's cheap. If I made his money, I think I'd take care of my friends and family a little bit better than that. And then, if the guy does pick up the check, then it's big time everyone here at this table.
Right.
Unbelievable. So cocky. You know, look at him over there.
Look at him, brother,
putting out his credit card, making a big show of it. Meanwhile, the guy's trying to slip it under the table to the waiter and everything.
So what do you do then? I mean, which is worse of those two scenarios?
We've had dust. I think that you should pay for it, I guess, most of the time. If you're Beckham. Well, Beckham, okay, there's a difference here. I think
he has silly money, so money's almost not an issue.
But even with that, I think that he's dealing with other people in his business, right?
Right.
These are people who also are professional athletes along with him.
He was the captain of the team.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's different, I think, when you're with family or with close friends or something like that. There's several things that make a difference. Also, how big is the scoreboarding? I mean, if you're with all your buddies and you are known to have just won $200 million in the lottery or something like that, then that makes a difference. But if you're just, you know, within 20% of the other next highest earner, then doesn't that make a big difference? And you're not supposed to pick up the check all the time.
And see, I think it is seen as generous. Like back in the day, remember, we always wanted to go out with Dale at training camp because we knew he would pick up the tab.
And that's sorry.
But
that's sorry. Going out with someone just because you know that they'll...
That wasn't the only reason. It was a good time, too. But I think there was a... I think there was a real element of Dale trying to be kind of big time, and I got it. But there was also a real generosity in Dale. I'm going way back here, Ryansman. Like, we were first starting in radio. He knew we didn't make any money.
Right.
And I think it was very generous of him to say...
Is this pre-ticket?
Some of it pre-ticket, even. You know, like, I remember when I first got into this market 21 years ago, I hardly knew Dale, and he, you know, picked up my dinner one night and picked it up for the whole table. And I said, really? No.
Full out of hair.
They're paying you over there, Carol. They're not paying you anything over there. I'll pick up your...
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand what you're saying.
But I remember thinking that was really nice of him to do that.
Okay, here's a situation. And this is a little uncomfortable. But when we go out to dinner, Giorgio, you clearly make much more than I do.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
You never... pick up the check. You're always wanting to go Splitsville on it.
We don't have time to get into how much money you owe me from the first 10 years of the ticket.
I estimated about sided was $13,000.
I estimated at $13,000 because you and Junior do this thing with me. Where you just
keep
kinda...
claiming we do. I'm telling you, Giorgio, we We rotate who pays for the check. We've always done that. Junior and I have always done that.
Junior's really good about picking it up. You have gotten better
so
about
false.
It. You have gotten better about it early in the day. And you know what? Early in the days of the ticket where you didn't make much money, I would always go, sure, Gord, I'll pick it
Things
up.
Things are no different now.
But after you start high
you
rolling.
You are Dunham of Dunham and Miller. I am third wheel yuck monkey, okay?
Well,
and you still insist that I pay half the time, and it's wrong.
And if there is this rotation that you speak of, who keeps up with it?
Nobody.
Jesus.
It's so weighted. Only me, because
Jesus.
I started looking at my bills and going, oh my God, I've spent that much this month? Well, yeah, I ate with Craig and Gordon. That's me and Gordo. And yeah, okay. And I added it up one day over 10 years, and it was $13,000.
Such BS! I'm not going to allow.
Right.
I'm not
okay.
going to allow.
I support you
broadcast.
In this.
Let's talk about Ryan's taking, let's say, Groobs and Danny out to dinner. Or you guys meet for dinner one night before you go to the Barley House or something.
There's no question I'd pick it up.
Every time.
Why would you pick it up?
I don't know. I just think it's the right thing to do.
Why do you think it's the right thing to do?
Because I'm generous like that.
Okay.
What do you got, Fernando?
Well, let me ask you this. The Beckham thing,
mm-hmm.
It was his first dinner with the team, and he called the dinner.
Okay.
Does that make
then
a
he
difference?
Should pick it up.
He
yes.
should pick it up.
Okay.
If he called
he
the
had just
dinner,
signed
yeah.
the big deal.
He was
the captain.
Right.
He calls for the dinner. Yes.
Yeah, if you call for the dinner, you got to pick it up.
But if it's some average team meal and they're expecting every time, they're running up their alcohol bills like the Hatfields have just come into the big town on a truck, and they're going to live it up at the one good diner at the place. And yeah, he shouldn't have to pick it up every single time just because he makes a lot of money. It's the soak it to the rich thing. Folks,
look,
this is exactly what it is.
That's the way we're going. It's weird we're talking about this morning. I went out with some friends last night and our
and
kids.
Now we get to the real issue.
No. It just has nothing to do with why we're talking about it, but it just happens to be the morning after they picked up the tab. And we have, this is a good friend of mine and his wife, and we just have this system that Gordo and I used to have, and now it's become so uncomfortable between me and Gordo, we just don't even go out to eat anymore.
We can't.
Because it just, yeah, we can't do it.
Because I know exactly how much you make after finding a pay stub of yours laying around
here. But I have such a good relationship with these people, though, that we work it out. Okay, sure, you want to pick it up, that's fine. I'll get it next time.
Mm-hmm.
And it has worked out over the last 10 years, and I don't have a $13,000 deficit like I do with you.
And that's the same system I have with my friends. Mm-hmm. You know what? I get this time, you get next time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just rotate. And then when it's their turn, I always insist on going to nice places. When it's my turn, you know, I love casual dining. I love casual
Gordon
dining.
Keith.
But do you ever have the friend who is such a bad actor with fainting going for his wallet when that check comes, you know, just trying to time
yeah.
it with you?
Yeah, I've seen the play with you put on several times.
What are you talking about?
You and Junior used to do it all the time going, I'll... And actually, he loves doing it. Because he knows he's all about his points on his visa and stuff when we go, you know, in training camp. And we get reimbursed. That's the dumb thing about when we go out to eat at training camp. We get reimbursed. Why is it such a big deal?
That's when I make a big show of picking up checks. Picking up tabs.
I've run into those instances with you guys before, and you're trying not to let me pick up the check. And I'm like, guys, it ain't my money. Don't worry about it.
See there?
You guys try to stop me from doing it, but the company's going to pay me for it.
Isn't it offensive when George tries to big-time you by picking up a check?
I don't try to big-time anybody.
I'm not offended by it, but I just don't understand why you guys don't think that I have even enough room on my credit card to pay for one meal for you guys. Gosh.
See, everyone ought to do what I do. When the check comes, say that you left your wallet in your car, and then just get the hell out of there.
I've seen that trick. He's not joking.
Not.
All right, Jay in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hey, two-thirds musers.
Hey,
listen, I've got two quick points.
Say hi to Mike.
Of socioeconomic status,
jerk.
No one should ever expect someone else to pay for them and then be disappointed when they don't.
That's exactly right.
Secondly, someone really needs to get a hold of Nagasaki Butts Vaginal Flies Born.
Okay. I have to listen to that.
I thought it was a classy sign-off.
So you shouldn't always make the assumption that just because someone is higher...
Everyone needs to quit spending other people's money, okay?
I agree.
Well, if I had what he had, then I would do so-and-so. Well, right? That's his money, and you ought to assume that if you're going to a restaurant, you're responsible for your own meal.
Yeah.
That should be the default assumption, unless someone has said right up front, hey, let me take you out to dinner.
Well, what about the thing with Manny Ramirez? We talked about a few days ago that the time-honored tradition is when the major leaguer goes down to the minors on a rehab assignment, he picks up the tab, and Manny didn't do it.
Well, he's a jerk.
That is sorry.
You think that's sorry?
Yes, that is flat out sorry.
Well, why is that different? Just because he
makes
more.
Was Manny aware of the tradition?
I'm sure he was.
I don't know. I would assume he is.
If he's aware of the tradition and he doesn't do it, then it is kind of sorry.
I guarantee he's aware of it. You don't stay in baseball as long as he has and not be aware of it.
Okay, so why should he honor the tradition?
Because we all know he's sorry anyway.
So you're saying he should honor something that someone else
yes.
started?
Yes, yes, okay. yes.
Especially the money he makes.
Okay, but Giorgio,
there we go. Spin it around.
Giorgio, do you feel a little responsible for when you're going out with someone that you know doesn't make as much as you?
Yeah. And I think usually the first or second time I always pick it up, but I don't think it has to be a tradition every time.
Do you?
I mean, they got to eat,
so. Do you feel a little responsible
I'm
that?
I'm never in that position.
Oh,
I'm never in the position.
Bill in Flower Mound, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, you guys got my blood boiling when you started talking about this. It took me back to when my now ex-brother-in-law came in town.
Whoops.
Unannounced. And he's a single guy, never got married or anything. Showed up, wanted to see the kids, wanted to see his sister, who my ex-wife, who really didn't get along to begin with, made us change our plan, so we went out to dinner. The tab comes. He brought a couple of friends with him, we found out, as we got to dinner. And when the tab came, it got sat down between the two of us, and he actually had the nerve to push the ticket toward me.
That is so sorry.
It's greatness.
This is what Gordo used to do to me.
He
would have unannounced
stop
friends.
Stop it right now. This is
and
such
would
BS.
And it would push the check over to me going, well, Georgia will take care of this tonight.
That is such BS. I'm one of the most generous guys up here, and you're painting
he's
me.
He's done that to me, too.
Has he?
Yes,
ever.
With his
Isn't
brother.
That infuriating? Yeah.
All those other guys that were in
quotation
interface.
Marks. I don't even think that was his brother.
Hey, I've got my whole family together. Hey, listen, this is what we'll do, guys. I'll invite Mike to come along with us.
That way we'll get it paid for. Chris in Wolf City, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, I was going to say that with the Beckett thing, it kind of works out the way that, what you do with friends and family and stuff is if you invite a bunch of people and say, hey, I was thinking about us all going and doing this, then maybe you're expected to pick up the check. But, if you're a bunch of guys and maybe you just got done playing golf and you're like, hey, let's go out for burgers, then you're expected to, everybody put their own bill. So that's kind of how we go about it.
Yeah, I think that usually logic will dictate after a while, okay, why don't we split this? I don't think it always has to be
so the guy rich.
My dad always used to say when he would take me out and, like my family, when I was back here in my early 20s, and I try to pay for it, thinking I got to start paying my dad back at some point, everything that I've done to him. He would always say, no, but when you make more money than me, then I'll let you pick up a check.
Well, so did he tell you how much you made?
Huh?
Did he give you the figure?
No, Dad never
did. Well, then
how
are you supposed to know?
We just assumed that if he put it down that I wasn't to question, and I knew early that I didn't make more than him. But as it went on, then I turned it around on him. I started scoreboarding him a little bit.
Gosh.
And, but I wanted to.
Okay,
well,
that's one person I always make pay now is my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
After what she put you through?
Yeah.
See, right, that's wrong.
A good question.
You should always pay for your parents.
They're your parents. And
you owe them so much.
So you should always pay for your parents, regardless of how much they make?
I think so.
What if your dad's, Donald Trump, and you're, working the second shift at Starbucks?
Look how much money he spent on your meals and education and cars and
okay, but here's the thing
you had to have over
look
the years.
Look at my dad. He avoided paying for college for me.
You avoided college.
Well, yes, but he obviously didn't
have
to pay
for
it. He got out of that. So I don't owe him that debt. He never would pay my bail money, so I don't owe him that debt.
Yeah, that's a special
circumstance.
And
I always pay for my own Valtrex prescriptions.
Yeah, that's a special exception.
Was the intervention expensive?
What?
Was the intervention expensive?
No. That was a charity deal done through church.
All right, good talk. 8:34 here on Sports Radio. Sports Radio 1310.
What
the
happened?
Ticket. We have some special music up next.
That's a great tease.
No, I'm asking you. Damn it, where's a knife?
Okay, yes, special music next.